It's Travel Tuesdays with Elise Corey on KSRO.
Good afternoon and welcome to Travel Tuesdays here on KSRO. I am Michelle Marquis, and in studio with me is Elise Corey. She's the owner of TravelWise, the only virtuoso travel agency in the North Bay, many counties covered. So if you are looking for any kind of travel advice or booking travel, reach out to Elise. You can do so by sending her an email, ksro@travelwise.net. Wise is spelled with a Z, ksro@travelwise.net. Or you can give her a call. What's the best number, Elise?
707-935-WISE. 935-WISE with a Z, so that's 9493, 935-9493.
And today we welcome Tracy Brown. She is the Business Development Manager for Northern California with Norwegian Cruises. Hi, Tracy. Thanks so much for joining us.
Absolutely. How are you guys today?
Very good.
Good.
All right, I'm going to fix one thing here. Can you hear her now? Okay, great. Elise couldn't hear you in her headphones.
Now I can. Hi, Tracy.
Exactly.
Oh, God. Yeah, that's a first. Usually people have no trouble hearing me.
That's great. So we wanted to sort of dive in and talk about Norwegian Cruises and freestyle cruising. What exactly is freestyle cruising?
So freestyle cruising, this is something, this conception was put together by the gentleman who's now our chairman, Andy Stewart, and he's been with the company for 30 years. And so the difference between a quote-unquote traditional sailing and a freestyle sailing would be there is no set time for dining. We have, for instance, on the West Coast, taking a look at the Norwegian Bliss, there are 15 different restaurants that you can choose from.
Wow.
And anywhere from seafood to steakhouse to we have a French restaurant on board, teppanyaki, which is like Japanese Benihana style.
Mm.
So freestyle is basically no borders is one of the words that we use. There's no daily, you get to do what you want to do when you want to do it. So it's not, you know, for people that like a traditional cruise where you're seated for dinner in the main dining room, either late or early, and there's a formal night, let's say during the week, freestyle might not be something that they're looking for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think it works well for us because it appeals to families, it appeals to seniors, couples traveling. We have a lot of solo travelers. And that's just the dining freestyle. But it's, I think, a big part of it. And needless to say, around all of that then comes our entertainment, onboard entertainment. We have a comedy club. We have a small cabaret club. There is a salsa place, mojitos. A lot of people love to go. So these are spread out throughout the ship and just different places. So it's not one show in the main lounge or one show in the theater twice a night.
Right. You've really got lots of options when you're on Norwegian cruises. Just really,
yeah.
Whatever kind of entertainment you enjoy, it is there. So lots of opportunities.
Yes.
Very cool. Let's talk a little bit about what the rooms are like, specifically staterooms. Can you tell us a little bit about staterooms?
That's a great question, yes. So we have inside staterooms, which is no window. So we have interior, and whenever you see like league rates for a cruise, they're usually starting you off with an interior stateroom.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good good size. There's actually even a faux window. But I will tell you that when you shut that door at night, you can't see a thing. I always tell people, if you're going to take it inside, pack a night light.
Yeah, need a night light. Okay.
Yeah.
Good tip.
Good price, but it's not how I would go to Alaska or Hawaii, for instance.
Yeah.
You know, but a lot of first-timers or a lot of people that are going as a group, they don't care where they're sleeping and changing their clothes.
Sure.
So the inside staterooms, we have Ocean View staterooms available, and then balcony staterooms. And we have mini junior suites. And these are sort of, for instance, when you get into the suite category, you're looking at some of the upper decks on the ship, because all of the suites have a balcony, and some of them have a larger lanai than others. The one area that we have, and I call it the ship within a ship, is the Haven. So, again, looking at maybe one of our West Coast ships, the Haven is it's an all-suite enclave on board the ship.
Mm-hmm.
Guests have a butler. They have their own restaurant, their own gym, their own guest services area. They're the first to board the ship. They're the first to get off the ship. It is an I would never leave the Haven if I were to sail in the Haven. I'll tell you that. Absolutely beautiful.
Nice. Elise, are you familiar with the Haven?
Yeah, I was fortunate enough when the Bliss was in port, I was able to see the ship, and I waited actually to see the Haven Suites. And it is. It's a completely another world. There's a private door to get in with security. So it's like a backstage pass to a show.
Yeah.
And they have their pools. The rooms are special. You know, Norwegian is part of the family with Oceania and Regent.
Okay.
So I think they took for the guests who want more of that luxury, but they still want the freedom.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's great because it reminded me of a lot of the staterooms from the Regent or the Oceania ships.
Oh, okay.
It's part of the same family. And I loved, you know, I guess I'm a little bit spoiled, though, too, because I really and truly love the Haven. In fact, I would probably try and stay in the Haven if I were traveling, because I've been so spoiled, you know, in the past. But it is true. It is true. But it's really, or it's like a concierge Florida hotel where you need a special key to get to.
Right.
It's sort of in that style. So think of it like that. But yes, it's great. It's actually also on my visit, besides the Haven, which I love, they also have solo traveler rooms.
Mm-hmm.
So I know there's a lot of people who travel by themselves.
Yeah.
And you may not want to have a roommate of someone you don't know their habits, or that you just want your own space. And they're small, but, you know, if you're just going to sleep and shower and read, you know, it's perfect.
Yeah.
So they had a lot of things that I wasn't used to seeing on board a ship.
Right. So a lot of different accommodations in terms of what you are looking for your particular experience. That's why working with Elise as a travel agent who can help you, travel consultant, make sure that you get exactly the kind of experience that you're looking for, no matter what your destination is. And there's tons of great cruise destinations with Norwegian Cruise Lines. So let's talk a little bit about those, Tracy. Tell us some of the most popular places to go with Norwegian.
I Alaska is where we have our newest ships.
Mm-hmm.
We have two ships, identical sister ships, that sail a seven-day itinerary round trip out of Seattle to Alaska. And then we also have a 7 and 10 and 12-day Alaska for the Inside Passage.
Mm.
And this seems to be a destination that people are now going to over and over again. It's definitely a family. Again, it's a destination that a is attractive to a large population. A lot to see, a lot to do. We have the New Zealand, Australia, Asia, South Africa. We have the Norwegian Jewel and Jade and the Spirit in that part of the world. We do a lot of Caribbean, from Miami, from Orlando, from New York. We have Western, Eastern, Caribbean from New Orleans, Boston. And then shorter cruises, we do Bermuda, 4, 5, or 7 day, Bahamas, 3 and 4 day cruises. Canada, New England, we do it right in the season that it's the best time to see that destination. And
nice.
We have 7 day out of Boston, and we also offer 7 days out of New York for the Canada, New England sailings.
That's
we
great.
Probably should have asked, where don't you go?
Right.
That might have been a better question. Where don't you go?
What don't we do? Europe is very popular. We've got a lot of our smaller ships in Europe because
okay.
they can do that.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Very, very fun. I also see that the Bliss, the ship that Elise was mentioning, goes to the Panama Canal. What an amazing destination.
You know, and one of the nice things about these ships is if you have a large family mm-hmm. and you want to travel together, like they have 3-bedroom, like a villa.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So instead of having a land-based villa where you have to stay in one place and venture out, you have a 3-bedroom villa and the destination moves for you.
Right.
So, which is nice if you have a big family. You can sleep up to 8 people
there.
You can entertain.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's 2-bedroom family villas as well. So it's one of the only ships, you know, only companies that I know of that can accommodate a family wanting to have a reunion. Maybe it's a 50th wedding anniversary,
sure.
or maybe it's a bridal group and you want, you know, all the bridesmaids in one room pretty much to hang out. It's perfect for that.
Yeah,
and
that's
again, that's part of the Haven.
Uh-huh.
So you can have the luxuries of a villa on a moving destination.
I love it. We're going to take a quick break. Tracy, will you hold on with us?
Of course.
All right. We're going to be right back. We're talking with Tracy Brown. Tracy is the Business Development Manager for Northern California with Norwegian Cruise Line. You're listening to Travel Tuesdays. We'll be right back.
Sunday, July 14th, the Art and Garden Festival returns to downtown Petaluma's 4th and Kentucky Streets from 11 to 5. 140 booths of incredible artisans. Live music on 2 stages, including Una Moore, The Hots, and the Space Orchestra. Free to attend, tasting packages available to enjoy the best of Petaluma's wine, craft beer, cocktails, amazing local food, and free fun in the kids' zone. Petaluma Art and Garden Festival, Sunday, July 14th. More info at PetalumaDowntown.com.
Dear Senator McGuire, AB 1505 traps our most vulnerable kids in failing schools. That's why 660,000 California families will tell you we need charter public schools, and why we're asking you to vote no on AB 1505. Sincerely, Mrs. Rose Beatty, a proud charter mom.
Stand with our students. Tell Senator McGuire no on AB 1505. Call 916-651-4002.
Paid for by CCSA Advocates.
It's the biggest event for women in NorCal. The North Bay Women's Expo, Saturday, October 26th at the Graton Resort and Casino Ballroom in Rohnert Park. Your business could be one of the 100-plus vendors and organizations reaching over 3,000 women in one day. Business categories include jewelry, cosmetic surgery, massage therapists, hair salons, photographers, business coaches, financial groups, and more. Join title sponsor Kaiser Permanente and be a vendor or a sponsor. Go to northbaywomensexpo.com for more info.
Here's a message from the Marin-Sonoma Mosquito and Vector Control District.
Tick-borne diseases are preventable. Use an effective repellent and wear long pants and long sleeve shirts when outdoors. Don't forget to check yourself, your family, and pets for ticks after outdoor activities.
Are you having a problem with rodents getting inside your home and don't know what to do? The Marin-Sonoma Mosquito and Vector Control District offers free advice and home inspections.
Go to msmosquito.com for more info. It's Travel Tuesdays with Elise Corey on KSRO.
And welcome back. You are listening to Travel Tuesdays. I'm Michelle Marquis, and of course, your host is Elise Corey. You can reach out to her with any travel questions. She will make sure that you have a great time and are able to make sure you take that bucket list vacation and whatever your destination might be. Tell her what you have in mind and pick her brain, because she's done so much traveling herself. She's made sure that so many people have opportunities to travel and see the world and enjoy exactly the kind of vacation that they're looking for, that she can tailor it just for what you're looking for.
You know, that's the wonderful part about our job. People think travel agents, oh, they're going and they're in, you know, vacationing and they're doing this. But I'm going to look at a ship to see which people I think would be best for that ship. There's different demographics for every style of ship, every kind, every destination. So having seen the Bliss, I already knew who would be the people I would say, you would love this ship.
Right.
Some people wouldn't.
Yeah.
You know, but it's like with that with every ship. But there's something for everyone. And by us being educated enough and being fortunate enough to see the ships, you know, it's not just a name. You know, when you go and you're booking online, a lot of times you're just looking at a name of a ship. Oh, this looks good. A great itinerary. We're done. But, you know, it could be the wrong ship for you.
Right, exactly. So that expertise is what you get when you work with someone like Elise. You can send her an email, ksro@travelwise.net, ksro@travelwise.net. Wise is with a Z. So we have Tracy Brown on the line. Tracy is the Business Development Manager for Northern California with Norwegian Cruise Line. Let's talk about the Pride of America. This is one of your cruise ships. And Elise, you have something, a fun trip that you have availabilities with on the Pride of America.
Yes, actually, I have some space for Hawaii, April 18th to the 25th, 2020.
Ooh.
It's with the group that I've created, mm-hmm. but there's still space. And the prices are good. And if you are interested in going to Hawaii, it's a great time to go. Just let me know, because we can probably work something out extra special for you.
Yes. And this is a ship, Tracy, that does year-round visits and cruising to Hawaii?
Yeah, it is. Every time I hear that, Pride of America. So this ship, she stands alone in the Hawaiian Islands. It's very much an Ohana feeling because she has been there now over 10 years. Mm. She sails from Honolulu to the Big Island, where you visit Hilo for the day, you visit Kona for a day.
Wow.
And then she goes to Maui, and you arrive early in the morning. You're there all day, all night. You don't leave until the next day, middle of the afternoon. So we make sure people have plenty of time to see and do what they'd like to do on the island of Maui. The ship's sort of your floating hotel.
Yeah.
We do the same thing. We sail over to Kauai. And once again, you've got a whole day, a whole night, and then leave in the afternoon. And so both on your way to Kauai, on your way back, you're passing the Napili coastline. So for those of you who have seen Jurassic Park, you know what I'm talking about, those giant, beautiful cliffs you get a lot of helicopter shots from. But it's just such a nice way to see the islands. It's a very popular ship. That's why, when Elise, I know she got that group space quite some time ago, because, the beauty of having a group is that, like she said, we could make sure that you got the best rate available.
Right. Yep.
But it's just it's a destination in itself. There's, you know, the freestyle, the solo stateroom, all of that good stuff. But it's definitely a Hawaiian vacation at sea.
I love that. And there's so much to do both onboard and offboard as well. If you like water sports at all, this is a great ship to explore. Paddle boarding, that sort of thing.
It's a great way to see the Hawaiian Islands. Let's say you haven't been to Hawaii, or you've only been to one island, mm-hmm. and you're not sure what it's like on the others. It's a good way, like a sample, to see, I would like to go back to this island, or no, it didn't do it for me. Plus, you can go in early, which is nice, and stay a few days, or stay at the end and do some last-minute shopping, and then get on a plane and go back. So the opportunity is there to present itself.
Yeah, and I love how beautiful the artwork is on all of your cruise ships. It's absolutely gorgeous. It makes each one very unique.
Yes, the whole art, H-U-L-L art,
mm-hmm.
And that is sort of a trademark. The gentleman who did the Bliss and the Norwegian Joy, the Norwegian Escape, his name is Wyland. And he is a big marine enthusiast.
Mm-hmm.
All of his paintings are of, you know, whales, porpoises, dolphins. But so he actually paints the hull of the ships. I don't know how long it takes. I'm sure there's a video on there somewhere.
Yeah.
But he was, we had him on aboard the Bliss, and people love talking to him, and mm-hmm. He's a fine artist and just a pleasure, a good friend of Norwegian and our travel and Elise at Travel Wise.
That's great. Yeah,
I remember seeing that. Very that was good. Wonderful, though. I loved.
Oh,
I mean, it was great watching his artwork, and he puts on great music, and then he just starts painting.
He's going for it. Yeah.
And it's like, how do you do that?
I know.
I have no idea with the colors. It's just, I mean, I sit there almost with my mouth open. It's embarrassing, but it's incredible.
Yeah. And the scale of this, these ships are massive. So to paint the hull, I'm sure he has a crew that works with him, but my goodness, they're absolutely stunning. Really, really beautiful. So that's a fun thing if you go out on a shore excursion, and then as you're heading back on board, you see this beautiful artwork that welcomes you back. So that's pretty cool. And what about, let's talk a little bit more. We want to talk about some West Coast departures. Can you give us some that might be good to look at?
You know, we just, I was talking with Elise. We have the Alaska. So that's a West Coast mm-hmm. departure. Every Saturday and Sunday, there's a ship between May and October. We have ships that are leaving Seattle and sailing to Alaska. Then those same ships do a coastal, we call it a coastal. It's a short cruise, and it's a repositioning. So it's from Vancouver to Los Angeles. And you can jump off in San Francisco if you'd like, local, which is a 5-day, 4-night cruise. So they both, actually all three, have a repositioning coastal departure, which is at the end of the Alaska season. And then we do round-trip Mexican Riviera cruises from Los Angeles. Between October and April on the Norwegian Bliss and the Norwegian Joy. So it's a longer season than it has been in the past, and it's nice having a ship down in that area close enough to get to. And those are very popular.
Yeah, and so easy to get to for us, too.
Yeah, in the part of America, we consider that a West Coast departure, obviously, just because of the distance between here and Honolulu. But she's in that cluster of West Coast departures as well.
Excellent. So much fun. So many great travel opportunities. Really, the world is open to you on Norwegian Cruise Line. And probably the best way to find out about any specials, any deals, any group rates, booking a group yourself, that if you've got something really fun coming up, family reunion, anniversary, some sort of really fun life event, best thing to do is to reach out to Elise, because she has these ins. She knows people like Tracy who can make sure that you're getting above and beyond a really great experience and just the perfect vacation for you. And you can do that by sending an email, ksro@travelwise.net, ksro@travelwise.net, or give a call
to 935-WISE. That's 935-9493. And I just want to remind everyone that we have a big event on Monday, July 29th and July 31st. So if you want to be a part of it, we have a lot of vendors, a lot of information. Just give me a call, send me an email. We'll be talking about it more next week. And then Norwegian Cruise Line will return to speak more about their ships and their opportunities coming up in August and later in the year.
Great. Thank you so much, Tracy, for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Tracy Brown is the Business Development Manager for Northern California with Norwegian Cruises. And again, reach out to Elise for more information. This is KSRO.